up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Melissa Gorga. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Long time no see.
I know. It's been a minute.
So you kicked off season 9 earlier this month. Catch us up. Where you're at this season? What's going on?
You know what? This season is probably one of the best we've had in a long time. It's like Andy Cohen's putting it all over Twitter that this is the season to watch. We have like two new girls. Ooh. And he's been texting me on the side constantly. So I know he's not just doing this like tweeting thing to amp up the show.
Right.
He's legit texting me saying like, this is my favorite season. I've seen it in like forever.
Nice.
Yeah. So
what
I
makes
think
it so good, you think?
You know, I'm trying to remember what we filmed at this point because I'm like, he's like loving this. But we have two new girls. And they're equally like, I think we find it's hard to fit in with us because we're family. And like, yeah. Teresa and I kind of like hold that family aspect of the show. So to cast Jersey is like difficult, you know, but right. I think we found two good people that are like equally opposite, different. And I think it works.
And Teresa is your sister-in-law?
Yes.
So you're married to her brother?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm married to her brother.
Just to make sure. Right.
Yes.
There. So these two women, Jennifer and Jackie.
Correct.
Right. Were you familiar with them at all or completely strange?
I knew one of them. I knew Jennifer before. And she reminds me a little bit of like an old school Teresa, like a younger version with like five kids running around. And like she had an arranged marriage and she's just like that. I don't know. She has something about her that reminds me of like that, you know,
yeah.
Say anything. The thirst is like there. So. Right. She's bringing it.
And how is Teresa, by the way? How's she holding up with everything?
She's doing good. You know, this is like, I feel like she's just rolling with the punches at this point. It's like every time you turn around, you hear like there's another situation, which is like sad. But I feel like they're just going through this time right now where they have to like, you know, obviously with the deportation, they're appealing it and we're all just praying and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all you can do. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Danielle Staub showing up again, huh?
I know. We always need a little taste of Danielle in the mix. She's good for the wow factor. You know what I mean? Like when Danielle comes in the room, if Danielle looks at the glass of wine, Danielle like loves the glass of wine. Like if she's, if she's hurting, like her feelings are hurt.
Yeah,
so it's she's great. Like I die every time she walks in. I'm like, what's she going to say?
And were things kind of rough with you and your sister-in-law for a second, you and Teresa? And then you guys, are you cool now, but you hit a rough patch?
Yeah. So I think that Teresa and I have always gone back and forth. We're never going to go back to like the whole craziness that it used to be where we couldn't even like be in the same room together.
Yeah.
I think we're true sister in-laws and the fact that like we do have family situations and we talk about it. We're on this show. We've been on this show for years. We're on season 9. So we don't really hide it anymore from the cameras. If we're having an argument, we argue. And if it's about my father-in-law or about the new girls or whatever it is, but we're not going to not speak. We're still going to have dinner on Sunday.
Sure.
But we're going to have the argument because it's legit and it's real.
Those are just family dynamics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And everybody relates to them. I mean, I know, God bless, there's some people out there that are like very close with their sister-in-laws and like their besties forever, but like I know so many people that this is very common to like butt heads with your sister-in-law.
Yeah, you didn't choose them.
You can't choose them, and they're used to being like, you know, if you're married to their brother, like girls are obsessed with their brothers. It's especially their younger brothers. They're obsessed with them, and they're like, you know, it's every family, but Italians are the worst at that.
And how are your nieces handling all the drama that's going on?
You know what? They're hanging in there. I think it's affecting them the most, obviously.
Yeah,
they're it's sad for them. I think that's why everybody wants it to, you know, pull through for their dad, you know. But they're I feel like they're so strong, like the whole family is.
Well, they got a lot of extended family, so that's good.
Yes.
At least to support. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you had a book about your relationship a few years back.
Yeah.
And I read recently that your views on marriage have evolved.
Yeah.
Is that true? How so?
It's true. I'm admitting it now that like, I feel like, you know, they say the reality TV curse, like where Joe and I never really felt it. And I feel like the last year or two we're feeling it. I'm not even going to lie. Like it's, I think I'm getting busier and he's like, where are you going? What are you doing? Like, and I'm like, I have to go.
Right.
And then I'm having like the wife and the mom guilt constantly.
Right.
And it doesn't help if you have, you know, your husband's at home like, well, what are you choosing in life? And it's like, no, I'm choosing both. Like somehow.
It's a tough balance.
It's tough, especially for a woman because
sure.
it's like the mommy and, you know, I'm washing the clothes and I'm doing like all of this. And when he goes to work, it's like, it's like, you're going to work. The man's got to go to work. And I don't agree with that anymore. I'm like, no, I got to go to work too.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're starting to like have, you know, and I'm being honest about it. It's like,
sure.
Everyone looks at Joe and I like we're this perfect And we always, I have to say, we've done pretty well until I just got busy.
Well, every relationship has its ups and downs and has its struggles, and you work through it. How many kids do you have again?
Three.
You have three. What ages are they now?
13, 10, and 8.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's an action-packed house right there.
It is. It's actually easier to leave them when they're small because it's like, here's their toys. Here's the time they're going to go to bed.
Right.
Let them watch Teletubbies. And like,
that's a good point.
Right? Now it's like, no, he wants to go here. She wants to go there. She has a party.
Yeah, little activities.
Like, yeah, wrestling's tonight. Like, you know, so it's like, they're calling me like, we need money. We want these shoes. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Exactly. And two boys, girls.
I have a girl and two boys.
The boys wrestle.
They do. They're champions.
Really?
Like state champions.
Nice.
Yeah, my boys are like football and wrestlers, like top, like amazing athletes.
What the freestyle wrestler? Yeah, I grew up wrestling.
Yeah, did
so
you?
That's great.
Yeah, great they're sport. Like heavy in it.
Best for the boys.
They're
best
so
for the
boys good. Right wrestling there. Season is starting right now.
It's exciting, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's so fun. I freak out. I'm that mom. Like, I'm putting the holes in the mat. I'm like, get off him.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to understand, like, when his head looks like he's choking.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's not actually choking.
Yeah.
I'm that mom that's, I'm screaming at the ref. Yeah. I'm like, he can't breathe. He can't breathe. He can't breathe.
And my mom, I could hear her all the time. The distinct
yes.
voice from
like,
everywhere.
That's me screaming in the background that he can't breathe.
What about holidays? What do you got planned?
For holidays, we do my sister's house for Thanksgiving, and I do Christmas Eve.
Oh, so that's been the tradition?
Yeah, like I do Christmas Eve every year.
You cook or?
I mean, I always did. This is part, you want to just throw me under the bus here because this is why my husband hates me.
But wait, as long as there's food there, I don't care if you cook
I organize it, I get it together, but the last.
All right, well,
like,
as long as you got food.
Yeah, the last couple years, like you're going to have an amazing array of food, but I didn't like slave in the. I am so, like, I feel like I did my time. Is that wrong?
Not at all. Well, that's not at all. And I don't give my wife a hard time about it at all. As long as there's something to eat, I don't, like I said, I don't care if you ordered it.
However, just make sure I could eat something.
Exactly. As long as there's
something
to eat.
You need to talk to Joe.
See, no, it doesn't have to be all slaving away. I mean, if there's no food, then we got an issue.
Well, right. Then there's a problem. Then
we're
going to
have a problem. Exactly. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Most underrated Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
Okay. Favorite holiday movie?
Home Alone.
Classic. Best Christmas gift you ever got?
Ooh, tennis bracelet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sorry. And it was like dating. We were dating.
Oh, you were dating? Yeah. I hope it's from your husband.
It is. Oh, God.
That'd been great. I had a dude I used to date before.
That's great.
Go-to stocking stuffer.
Candy.
What's your favorite candy?
For me, Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
Oh, you like the real sweet kind.
Yeah, like Sour Patch Kids and Skittles. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yes. What's your preference, a white Christmas or a holiday vacation?
White Christmas.
And you pretty much get those, right, where you live?
We do. We have snow right now.
Wow.
School was canceled today.
Whoa, that's early, huh?
Really early, like unusually early.
Is it cold, too?
It was not that cold. It felt like it did here this morning. It was cold here this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's beautiful right now. It's like 85 out here.
Yeah. It was like an odd thing to get this much snow and like closed. Everything just like closed down. It was unexpected.
How much longer would you like to continue doing the show?
I mean, I think I'm bit by like the working bug right now. I'm not going to lie. Like I was always home with my kids and that's who I am. Like but now I'm like, no, I got to go to work.
Yeah. Cool. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I feel so guilty all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
hey,
I can't stop now.
Yeah, and you're providing too.
Yeah,
so.
I am, so I'm just saying. Yeah,
team effort.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And listen, you can watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey Wednesdays on Bravo, and you can follow her on Instagram at Melissa Gorga. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. On
with Mario Lopez.